Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So have you ever gotten a phone call from somebody that says, hey, we're with Google and your listing may not be up to date and you need to click one now to make sure that your Google business listing is going to be proper and set up and all that stuff, and they fear you into pressing that button? I'm here to tell you, people, Google will not call you unless. Now, the call that you're getting is from what's considered to be spammers or scammers, and what they're trying to do is take over your Google listing and then sell you a website for $200 a month. And this is how they do it. They fear people into getting them to act, especially people that know nothing about Google. But the reality is Google will not call you unless you're spending lots and lots and lots of money with them. How do I know this? I've got one customer that spends over $5,000 a month on Google AdWords. Guess what? Google calls me. They call me to help them better utilize their AdWords. They want to keep them as a customer. So I get to work with Google and learn some of the inside tricks and tips and things that they're doing to help you better get your ads served up on Google. So today's podcast is about AdWords. Let's start at the basics. What are AdWords? Well, basically, you're paying Google to get your name or your information to show up at the top of the page or the right-hand side of the page. Usually, the top three things, and it says right there, are ads. Then down the right-hand side, you see a whole bunch of other ads. You're paying Google to show up at the top of the page. And if that's part of your advertising and that's your budget and you can do that, that's great. Obviously, there's other ways to get to the top of the page with Google, but this is by far the fastest, but not the cheapest way to do it. So what you're doing is you're bidding against your competitors for certain phrases or keywords so that you can show up on a page. If you can't do it organically, then this is a mindset that works for a lot of businesses. The one business that spends over $5,000 a month, their average job comes in close to $50,000. So they're willing to pay that. And plus, they have multiple businesses, so they're getting multiple jobs. So it makes sense. The advertising pays off for them. But if you're a small business, and let's say your average sale is $300, you may pay $300 a month to get a $300 sale. That's a wash. That's not good. So here's how it works. You have to basically set a budget. And the minimum budget I tell clients to put together is $300 a month. That's $10 a day. If you can buy AdWords for $1 a piece, that means you're going to get 10 clicks a day. And then once the 10 clicks are used up and your budget is used up, your ads go away. But what if you're in some competitive business like plumbing? Plumbing, you could pay up to $30 a click. Now, a click is just getting somebody to your website. A lot of times it takes 10 clicks to get a sale. So it could cost you $300 to make one sale for $300, right? Doesn't make a lot of sense. But there are times where it does. So what's the difference between a click and an impression? An impression is when your ad shows. It shows up on somebody's screen, but nobody clicks on it. It doesn't cost you anything for that. But when somebody clicks on it, then you pay Google for the advertising and click back to your website. Now, you want to make sure that if you're going to drive people back to your website, you don't just drive them to the home page, because then you're asking them to hunt for the information. You want to make sure that your ads point them directly to the information that they want. So clicks are cost. Impressions are free. The next thing I want to talk about is keywords. Okay, that's the search terms that people are using. Now, I had a client that hired me to do their AdWords for a while, and then they hired some 25-year-old who says, hey, I know Google, I can do this. So they said, okay, you're going away, and I said, fine. In less than 2 months, the client calls me back up and says, my business has dropped significantly, I need you back. And I said, okay, cool. So I went in and looked at what the 25-year-old did. No offense to 25 or 22-year-olds, but it was somebody who really didn't know Google. And what he did is this company was an indoor storage facility for documents and, you know, furniture and stuff like that. And it was climate controlled and everything else. And the kid bought the word storage. Now, what other things could possibly use the word storage? Let me think for a second. How about hard drives, memory, Tupperware, containers? How about intermodal big shipping containers on trains and boats and things? You know, there's so many different opportunities for the word storage to be used. So if you buy that one keyword, chances are you're going to get a lot of fake clicks or clicks that don't mean anything to your business. So what you have to do is understand that when you're using keywords, you have to pick phrases that absolutely match what you're trying to sell. So let's say you pick a phrase like heat pumps and attic fans. If you don't narrow it down with the right notation, you're going to show up for all four of those words: heat, pumps, attics, fans. If you don't put parentheses or plus signs in there, you're going to show up for all four of those, and you're diluting your ability to get found. The other thing that you don't want to do with keywords is over keyword. I had one client that had 750 keywords and every misspelling and everything else. If you got the money, that's fine. But on a $300 budget, if people are mistyping things and they're getting to you because they spelled it wrong and it's not what they're looking for, then maybe it's not a great idea. So let me give you five quick tips if you're going to use Google AdWords that you have to think about. First and foremost, you want to make sure that you integrate with Google Analytics and Search Console, formerly known as Webmaster Tools. Those things help you do the research and see how your AdWords are working. I mentioned don't over keyword. Pick 10. Start with 10 top keyword phrases that are going to get you at least some data. And then you can add more later, change those out, but don't over keyword. Skip the bidding wars. I had one customer that bid $2 and his competition bid $3 to get to number one. He bid $4 and then the other guy went to $5 and went to $6. And I said, stop it. All you're doing is making Google rich for the same keyword. That's not helping you. Don't worry about being number one. Being in the top three is all you need to do. Make sure you segregate your campaigns. What I mean by that, if you do heating and cooling, you create one campaign for heating, one campaign for cooling. So you can turn off heating when it's warm outside, and you can turn off cooling when it's cold outside. Your business probably has some of that as well. And finally, you need to monitor your AdWords regularly if you're going to get the most out of it. That means you need to log in weekly and daily, as much as you possibly can, and look at how the keywords are performing. Where is your position? Are you in the top three? Is it worth bidding to get to the top three, or maybe try changing the keywords out to different ones? If you don't look at the data, you're never going to really know how well you're doing. And make changes based on what you're seeing. So Google AdWords is an awesome way to drive traffic to websites. But you have to walk into it with a plan. You have to know how much you want to spend, how you're going to get that ROI. Can I make $2 by spending $1? And how do I find the right keywords to maximize my campaign so that I could reach my audience with ultimate efficiency? Having done so many AdWord campaigns, both for my own business, Chai Tea Depot, and for other people's businesses, and having Google call me and help me to better understand their system, I've learned that it's not an easy game to win. But if you need to be number one on Google and you need to get there fast and you want more traffic to your website, try AdWords.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.